I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Before I get into the story of the Mercury Dime, I've got another story for you. I saw the movie Lincoln this week, and there's a mistake in it that has to do with coins. In a scene where Abraham Lincoln is talking to some Union soldiers, they joke about not liking half dollars because Lincoln's portrait was on them. But Lincoln never appeared on any coin but the penny, and that wasn't until 44 years after his death. In fact, it's against the law for the likeness of any living person to be on any United States coin. Lady Liberty, in one form or another, was the only portrait on any of our coins from the beginning of U.S. coinage, 1794, until 1909. As homely as many of the Lady Liberties were, I don't think anyone could possibly mistake her for Abe Lincoln. Okay, back on topic. Today we're taking a look at a coin that all treasure hunters love to find, and many of us do pocket these fairly regularly. I'm talking about the so-called Mercury Dime. I say so-called because the lady on the coin, and yes, it is a woman, is not Mercury. She is, and this shouldn't surprise you now, Lady Liberty. We were really big on Lady Liberty back in the day. She also appeared on all of our half cents, all of our large cents, our nickel 3-cent pieces, our half dimes, our nickels from 1883 to 1913, our dimes from 1796 through 1945, our 20-cent pieces, our quarters from 1796 through 1930, our half dollars from 1794 through 1947, and our silver dollars from 1794 through 1935. And then there are her appearances on our gold coins, which I won't list here. So with Lady Liberty pictured on virtually all of our coins back then, why did everybody think the new style dime that appeared in 1916 bore the likeness of the Roman god Mercury? Well, they thought that because of those wings on her head. In Roman mythology, Mercury was the god of travel, and he did in fact have wings to speed him along his way. But Mercury's wings were on his feet, actually on his sandals, not on his head. Fair enough, you say, but this raises a new question. Why does Lady Liberty have wings on her head? That's easy. Those wings symbolize the liberty of thought. That's what the designer of the coin said, and he should know. His name was Adolf Weinmann, and his initials, AW, appear at the 5 o'clock position on the head side of the coin between the date and the Y in Liberty. And who was Adolf Weinmann? Actually, every coin shooter should know that name because not only did he design the Not Mercury dime, he also designed the Walking Liberty Half Dollar, which was issued from 1916 through 1947. So our next question is, who did Weinmann use as his model for the winged Lady Liberty on the dime? We don't know for sure, but the odds are that it was the same model he used for the Walking Liberty Half Dollar. Note that Weinmann's dime and half dollar both made their first appearance in 1916. The model's name was Audrey Munson, and her story makes today's so-called reality TV look boring. Audrey Munson was a professional model who posed for dozens of famous sculptors all over the world. She also starred in several silent films. She was the first Hollywood actress who appeared nude in the movies. Her doctor was so smitten with her that he murdered his wife so he could marry her. But he was caught and convicted, and he committed suicide in prison. Audrey attempted suicide, but failed, and she spent the rest of her life in an asylum. Give that some thought the next time you unearth a Mercury dime or a Liberty Walking half dollar. For more articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.